Similar legislation has already failed three times because opponents say it would put undue burden on schools. Wausau Senator Donna Seidel is a co-sponsor of the bill. She says it's now crafted so that it won't mandate a specific amount of time for teaching Hmong history, and at no greater expense.
There are materials available around the state that can be shared, so we think it can be done easily with little or no cost.
The bill received unanimous support at a recent Education Committee hearing at the Capitol. But West Bend Senator Glenn Grothman says he'll sponsor the bill as long as the curriculum focuses on what he calls the horrors of communism during and after the Vietnam War.
Given the leftist tilt of a lot of our schools, I don't know that they will take the time to educate people what happened in Southeast Asia.
After the war, the new communist government persecuted the Hmong for helping American forces. Thousands of Hmong fled to the U.S., including Peng Her, who eventually settled in Wisconsin. He says the lack of information about the Hmong still raises racial tensions.
The hope says that they would pass the bill to help educate the larger community about the role of the Hmong during the Vietnam War, as well as here in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin ranks third in the nation for its Hmong population. Supporters of the bill hope it will acknowledge Hmong contributions to the state. It will reach the assembly next month. Kurt Carapeza, Wisconsin Public Radio.